Coal plant operators have 4 years to install mercury-reducing technology that the EPA says can prevent 91% of the mercury emitted through smokestacks. Coal plants are the largest emitters of mercury in Texas, and Texas not only burns a lot of coal to make electricity, but the type of coal burned here, low-grade lignite coal, releases more mercury per unit of energy produced. The EPA predicted it would cost the entire power industry $11 billion to become compliant with the new regulations. Jeff Homestead is an environmental lawyer in Washington, D.C., and he says this is the most costly regulation the EPA has ever proposed.
In many parts of the country, there are older plants that they only run during high seasons, peak loads, and because they may only run a few weeks out of the year, they don't generate enough income.
Texas has about 19 coal-fired power plants in operation. Luminant, one of the state's largest energy producers, runs five of them. Though the company declined through a spokesperson to be interviewed by KUT, in an email statement, it said it already had carbon injection systems to reduce mercury on all its coal plants. Some proposed coal-fired power plants, like the White Stallion Coke Petroleum Plant for Corpus Christi, are planned with mercury curbs in place. Ian Duncan is a carbon technology and policy researcher at UT Austin's Bureau of Economic Geology. He says the EPA's regulations could eventually cost consumers, but not immediately.
The impact is going to be mitigated by the fact that we use a lot of natural gas. And natural gas at the moment is cheap, so we might find that we produce a little less electricity from coal plants, perhaps, especially while, you know, if plants are being refitted.
Duncan says power companies are in an uncertain business climate right now. The EPA will release official rules by November, but will accept comment for at least 60 days. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality says it is reviewing the EPA's regulations, but says mercury emissions from new power plants are already controlled on a case-by-case basis. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.